107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to be chatting again with comedian Ron James, and Ron James is going to be coming back to town for a show coming up in July. Good morning, Ron.
How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ron. So you're going to be back in Stratford in July.
I am, and officially part of the festival, which is quite an honor.
There you go.
So I'm back in that room, that beautiful vaudeville house, the Avon Theater. And if it's any indication of the sold-out crowd we got last time, we're going to have fun for 2 hours straight. I'm on the road right now.
Yeah, where does this phone call find you?
It finds me in idyllic Nelsontown. In the heart of the Kootenays, or as they call them out here, the Kookenies. it's an interesting collection of polarities, to say the least.
All right, so you're on tour out in Western Canada. How's the tour going?
It's going great. We've had several sold-out shows, which is wonderful. And but people, you know, since we've been through this crucible of the last 2 years, I think they're so excited just to sit shoulder to shoulder again in a theater and process the trauma of the last 2 years in the language of laughs. And really, that's what a comedian tries to do, is connect the dots in the chaos we're all walking through. And there's things have polarized somewhat over the last year, and that's always fun to address those polarities that are developing either politically or ideologically in the landscape. And to speak truth to power, to topple the dude on his golden throne, or to make sense of it all, as a comedian always does. People seem to be enthusiastic and enjoying themselves. And I've always had a self-deprecating tone to my work, too.
Not you, Ron, not you.
Really, I mean, come on, as I said in an interview in Stratford, I was 47 pounds until I was 15 years old, and 31 and that was my head, and it was red and it had freckles on it. So if you can't laugh at yourself, you're done for.
There you go. It's Comedy at the Forum, part of the Stratford Festival. Ron James will be performing at the Avon Theater. Mark it down for Saturday, July 16th, and don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets, because tickets are selling fast. Now, Ron, we've talked about this before, but gosh, you're out in Western Canada right now, out in BC. You're going to be performing in Stratford next month. This is such a diverse country, yet you always seem to find, you know, the local flavor or the local humor, no matter where you are in this country.
Well, that's just been the demand of the calling, and I think every comedian learns to do that when they start running their trap line, if you'll pardon the metaphor. But it's one of the first lessons you learn in the clubs, is to try to customize it for whatever town you're in, and I think people care about that, which means apparently I'm going to have to get 10 minutes on those killer swans in Stratford, aren't I?
Yeah, watch out for the swans, Ron. Watch out for the swans.
There's grizzly bears out here. I'm not getting any warning about swans.
What a diverse country.
I will tell you, though, that's been the joy of the work these last 25 years. I started in 95 in the clubs, but then, you know, moved 4 years later into theaters. And customizing for each region I began playing in the country led to my 9 one-hour specials on the CBC and eventually my book all over the map. And I was so fortunate to be able to make sense of what made each place tick. And I have to thank the people I met and the places that I hung my hat for even a short time, because they gave me a window on their world. And I really felt like I was just part of the Celtic diaspora. I'm originally from the Maritimes, just gleaning stories and observations from people and place. And I really did hear the soul notes singing in the big wide open, the heartline hum. And it jazzed me. I enjoyed it. And it felt valid and authentic. I spent 3 years chasing the sitcom dream in Los Angeles in the early 90s. And, of course, the 10 years that I was in Toronto trying to land sitcoms and films, and the focus on TV and cinema, and that's exciting. But what really turned my crank was having people give me a window on their world, and I wrote it down in my Moleskines. I was more attentive with that. Social media hadn't really made its impact yet. So I would sit and write, and people would talk to me in coffee shops or, in bars or in hotels or during just travels on planes, and they just share things with me. And through that, I got an understanding of what it means to live where they do.
That's why we love you, Ron. You're just a great comedian, and you put on a great show, and we're so looking forward to having you back in Stratford. Again, this is for July 16th at the Avon Theater, part of the Stratford Festival, Comedy at the Forum. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for details. And Ron, just before we let you go, you mentioned your book, your best-selling book, we should mention, All Over the Map, and you've just received a long list nomination for comedy, something like that?
I did, yes. I've been nominated for a Stephen Leacock Humor Award. There were originally 70 submissions, and this is the short, long list of 10. And then they winnow this 10 list down to 3, and then from the 3 to in September, there's a winner. But I'm in the company of my buddies, Rick Mercer and Mark Critch, and other great writers as well. And so it's quite an honor. I know that there's a first year English prof from Acadia who gave me a D+ spinning in their grave. Now I'll tell you that.
Ron James, Comedy at the Forum, Stratford Festival, Saturday, July 16th at the Avon Theater. Get your tickets. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Ron James. Ron, always a pleasure chatting, and we so look forward to seeing you next month.
Likewise. Thank you very much. I'm so stoked to be part of this prestigious festival. You have no idea. It's just going to be wonderful. I can't wait. Thanks very much.